Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
When I was speaking to you earlier, you know, you said you'd only ever been here for awards nights, picking up kind of the kind of myriad awards you have up on your shelf. And
trophy room.
In the trophy room, sorry. It's not just a shelf, it's an entire room. And for hens and stags and what have you. So I want to kind of bring you to a couple of places that you might not otherwise visit if you were coming to Kenny, right? So this is the first stop I've decided to bring. I mean, there's so many places, you know, that we could go, but I wanted to bring you here. So this is the start of the Canal Walk is where we are. So we're kind of, we're just underneath Kilkenny Castle, just over the wall behind us there. I appreciate this is radio, so nobody can see where I'm pointing, but that's the Rose Garden and the fountain in front of Kilkenny Castle, and you can see some of the castle there. And what I love about this is, so this is a walk. Initially, this kind of area would have been kind of carved out as a kind of a promenade along the castle, but there was attempts kind of 250 odd years ago to make the River Nore navigable all the way down towards kind of Enniskeag and beyond to the sea, because it just kind of eastwards of here you have the Barrow, and that's navigable, and that of course allows a huge amount of industry to develop on it. And there was an attempt, there was kind of various attempts at different times to do it on the Nore, and it never really worked. But what's left at this end of it is the Canal Walk, and it essentially kind of in Victorian times became a kind of a fashionable promenade. And it's just, it's a lovely walk. You're right in the middle of town, but just you can even see it come from where we are. We're right into like Tynan's is just over around the corner there, kind of the River Court, the back of Langton's, you can just about see. So we are slap bang in the middle of Kilkenny, and yet look that direction and it's pure greenery. And once you get around that corner, I mean, you really feel like you're out in the country. You're still inside the ring road. And what I really love though about this, and if you were here for any longer, what we would do is we would walk all the way to Bennett's Bridge. Now it's about kind of 8 kilometers maybe of a walk from here, but it is a beautiful, beautiful walk. You're right along the river and not along kind of an old canal towpath or anything like that. It is pure natural riverbank. There's kind of the ruins of mills all the way along the river as well. It is just a glorious, glorious part of the country. And what I often recommend people to do who are visiting Kilkenny is to maybe get a lift out to Bennett's Bridge and walk back into town. And even out in Bennett's Bridge, you've got Nicholas Moss's, you know, the pottery and everything like that. And then the stroll back into town. It's just a beautiful thing to do, but it's not kind of on the main tourist trail, but it's part of this country that I love.
Yeah, you should be working for Fáilte Kilkenny.
I know. Well, I know. I think I should be. You know, maybe I will someday, Andrea. You know, it's a fickle business we work.
Is this a sort of a regular walk for you and the family?
Now this part of the walk, say I described the walk all the way to the bridge, which would be a bit quieter and it's beautiful. This part is busy. Now it's a bit quieter in the evening, but during the day, this is absolutely packed because there's different entrances the whole way along this walk into Kilkenny Castle and into the Castle Park. So this is a hugely popular area, this kind of paved area out here as well with the hurling statue. I mean, that's used. I was down here for an event with Charlie Bird a few years ago, the late great Charlie Bird. There would have been a walk held up along the path as well. So this is absolutely ram full of like kids and dogs and bicycles and everything.
Okay, we're going to head on our walk now.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go up around the corner towards Kilkenny Castle. Now, I accept that is on the tourist trail, but it's not the castle we're going to. It's across the road.
Great, let's go. So I recognise this is the street with all the restaurants and the pubs.
Yeah, well, as in, just down here, through, we're looking down Market Slip down onto Kieran Street, and we can see the corner of Kittler's. And Kittler's obviously is probably the most famous pub in Kilkenny, named for Alice Kittler, who wasn't burned at the stake. Yeah, she got away, but her maid, Petronella de Meath, was for witchcraft. And that's the Tolstall, the town hall up there. So kind of this is slap bang in the middle of town. And Kieran Street is pedestrianised and loads of cafes open up onto it. It's like a really, really nice part of town. And Kittler's have actually done a great job as well in kind of marketing themselves to a new audience in the last few years. It's kind of become part of the tourist trail and kind of this resurgence in Irish kind of whiskey and everything they've latched onto. So they've done a great job with all of that.
So we're just around the corner, but we're right outside Kilkenny Castle, and we're right across from the Kilkenny Design Store.
Yeah, so this is actually where I wanted to talk to you about, not the castle. The castle is the obvious place, and this is kind of the start of the Medieval Mile. So we mentioned the Medieval Mile Museum, and up behind us in Castle Road, from March to October, all just tour buses. So you go down through town, you've got the Medieval Mile Museum, which is fabulous. You've got Butler House, you've got Kittler's Inn, you've got Grace's Castle, the old courthouse, and then Canice's Cathedral, the Church of Ireland Cathedral with the round tower at the other end. So there's just so much on that front to do. What I want to talk about, because that's kind of obvious, is the design centre across the road. That's what everyone here calls it, the design
centre. People will know Kilkenny Design.
Yeah, so at the front you've got Kilkenny Design, which is owned by Kilkenny, the Kilkenny Group, and I mean they sell everything in there from kind of local products like from Nicholas Moss, I mentioned it, in Bennett's Bridge, all the way up to your kind of big brands like Barber and everything like that. They've got a lovely cafe and restaurant upstairs, but actually around the back you've got the National Craft Council of Ireland, are headquartered here in Ireland, in Kilkenny, in the design. So this was the old stables. These are the Ormond stables. So this was the Earls of Ormond who owned the castle. This was where their horses lived. Oh. And across the road and in through the back of that, people often maybe only go as far as the Kilkenny shop in front or the food hall. But if you go around the back, you've got gallery spaces and you've got huge amount of local artists. I mentioned Moss's. You've got the massive amount of kind of ceramic artists and everything who'd be on display in there. You got Made in Kilkenny, this kind of group of local producers and artists, not just based in the city but in the county as well. You've got the Leadbetters involved with that from Jerpoint Glass, and Owen Leadbetter, who's a great wood turner. You've got Christopher Hetzel as well, the jeweler, and loads more. Whose produce is often on display in there. A lot of people learn their trade in there. But if you're here during the day, tomorrow morning before the show, I mean, it's a beautiful place to go. It's a lovely space. And why I wanted to come up here is because I think people often, you know, they don't go past the shop at the front, the Kilkenny store. And also, you know, you had mentioned again, being here on Hens, and I can't think of anything that's kind of at the other end of the spectrum from a hen party rather than kind of the Design and Craft Council of Ireland and their headquarters being here. So listen, it's something we're really proud of in this part of the world, and it's an important part of the city and the identity. And then you can actually go through the back of that into the back garden of Butler House. And Butler House is the old dower house from Kilkenny Castle as well. They have got fabulous gardens out the back. They hold events like weddings and other things as well in there. And there's this beautiful stone circle in the middle of the gardens. And it's the plinth of Nelson's Pillar. That's what it is. And all the writing is still visible on it.
And this is where you buy all your art, obviously.
This is where I'm waiting for them to display my art. You know, if they're listening.
One day.
They know where to find me. They know where to find me.
Great. Listen, the final place you're going to bring us to in your three-stop Kieran Cudahy whistle tour of Kilkenny is where?
It's down the far end of town, as we would say. So up High Street, down Parnaman Street, down to Irish Town, and John Clear's, my local pub. Actually, Andrea, another little pit stop on our way down to Clear's. And, well, you know what, this, God, we're just way down with things to talk about. But anyway, there's three
You're
things
so
here.
Salesman.
I was
going to
say one thing, and then I said there's two. Actually, there's three. So right across the road is Smithick's. It's the brewery. There's the old entrance to the brewery there. And you've got the Smithick's experience, the shop front there. And the tour is absolutely brilliant. There's a great pub in there as well, a kind of an outdoor bar area that they're making great use of. And then the whole back of the area has been developed as well, and Tierlawn and others are in there. So that's kind of one of the big projects happening in town at the moment, and it's kind of ongoing because most of the site still has to be developed, and the old abbey is in there as well. You've got Rose House here as well. This is a real tourist destination. So it's a really good example of kind of a medieval merchant house, kind of late medieval merchant house in Kilkenny. And it would have kind of been kind of central to the Confederacy in Ireland when it was declared, and Kilkenny is the capital, and they've got beautiful, beautiful gardens out the back as well. And I want to give a shout out. This is a shameless plug now we're about to do. The Pink Box, right? So there's loads of lovely cafes in Kilkenny, La Revista and Wild Tales and Café de Coco, but these guys have just opened, and they're from Ecuador and Spain, the couple who've opened it, and they do the most amazing pastries.
These are the pastries I've seen all over your Instagram.
Oh, stop. I just put them up. They do these savory pastries. They're just like kind of pesto and sun-dried tomato and chicken in what can only be described as beautiful puffs of air, Andrea.
If that
delicious.
Doesn't get you a free puff of air, I don't know what
will.
I don't know
what will, but anyway, I'll give them a shout out because they've only just opened.
Why not?
And it's a difficult old industry to get a foothold into. So shout out to the lads in the Pink Box. And then Clear's is just down here. So we're down the back of Clear's, down in the theatre, famous theatre. where many a great band have played down through the years. There have been performances here. There's comedians here during the Cat Laughs. Curb Dog played here not too long ago. God, they're back in the scene. They're playing in Forest Fest and Emo last weekend. Sometimes there'll be tables and chairs out here, actually, and they might be serving pints. You can hear the music up the front of the pub, maybe barely there as well. So, this would be my local pub. I say my local, it's not the closest to me, but it's where we would have always have gone. And I don't know how else to describe it. It's just a lovely, cosy pub. It's not that
big. It's a real traditional pub, as how
I would describe it. Yeah, it is a traditional pub. Now, there's not always traditional music. If you're in here at the weekend, that's not there. There's just not room for them, I guess, because it gets fairly packed. What you end up having here at the weekend, it's interesting. The theatre's across the road. So at the intermission, if there's a play on, people come over for a quick pint.
Love it.
And then go back. So, you know, it'll suddenly get really busy and then it'll kind of thin out again. So Johnny and Paul and the lads have been running this place and running it really successfully for the last 2 years, and it's thriving. It's great.
Great. Well, thanks for your time this evening, Kieran, and bringing me on your little whistle stop tour of Kilkenny.
Cheers, Andrea. Cheers.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.